Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, friends and family. This is part two of Genesis 3:15, Bye Bye Babylon. I wanted to break this into two parts because the entire broadcast is about 5 hours long. This is the last 2 hours of this broadcast. I thank you for coming once again. And I advise you to read the transcript. Also, if you can, send me an email. I have been out of range of contact because I'm staying here in the U.S. right now. I will be here for a minute until I move back to Sweden, but I'm going to be here for at least a year. Hopefully, I can meet some of you when I get transportation. But for now, you can contact me through email. And there's one thing I have to mention is I noticed on the Facebook account when people tried to contact me, when I try to recontact you, it says that this is marked as spam. I don't know why it says that. Even the ones that are like seem like legitimate contacts. So I don't know if there's something wrong with Facebook, if they're mistakenly marking my emails as spam. I don't know. So if you would like to get in contact with me, just be patient. I'm working on a website, redesigning it and putting things on there where we can actually communicate with each other and with chat, and we're trying to make it social network. So that's why I haven't been pretty active on the web right now. But I'm working on something behind the scene, so hopefully it will be ready soon. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy the second part of this broadcast. I'm looking forward to speaking to you very soon. Okay, bye-bye. Welcome back to Victory, Genesis 3:15, Bye-Bye Babylon. My name is Plau, a.k.a. Dawid Yaakov Zakaya. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. The final topic I would like to discuss is the understanding of generation. By now you should know that this word is in reference to two types of seeds, the seed of Eve and the seed of the serpent. Like I mentioned before, this is a parable as well as literal. The royal bloodlines are obsessed with genes and DNA. They created the science of genetics and the concept of racism. Why? Because the serpent knows it has a short time. The concept of time can be seen in the word generation. The word generation is two words, gene and ration. This word gene is the science of how matter transfers its characteristics to itself, which is called heredity. And the word ration is a fixed allowance of provision of food, especially for soldiers or sailors, for civilians during a shortage. A daily ration of meat and bread, or it means an allotted amount. Therefore, one generation is one portion of a whole. Therefore, the question should be, how much is a whole, or how many generations make up a whole? The answer is the number that I have been speaking about for almost 3 years now. And this is the great cycle of 25,920 years. Okay? Now, this is found in the occult. In November 2012, I sent out an email called Count the Number of the Beast. In this email, I attached a document that spoke of a few mysterious dates I found, which were March 11th and March 13th. These dates turned out to be the resignation of the Pope in 2013. Now, you remember that. I'll put it down. It was the resignation of the Pope. You can go to WhoNet to read the documents and see the videos I made on this. Okay? I also created a few videos speaking about the Great Cycles almost 2 years ago. I explained how this number is connected to Pythagoras. Now, I recently discovered that this great cycle of 25,920 years was also spoken of by the man known as Master Farad Muhammad, founder of the Nation of Islam. This document is called Our History is Written in the Stars, Master Farad Muhammad, Gerald Massey, and the Signs of the Waterman. In this document, he speaks about this 25,920 year cycle and how it is divided by 360 degrees and how 1 degree is 72 years. Therefore, 72 times 360 is 25,920 years. Now, this is very interesting. Why? Because I found information about Pythagoras. I found this information about Pythagoras while reading a book called The Dying God, lowercase g, by David Livingston. He spoke about Plato and Platoism and how this is the religion of the parasitic elite. In his book, I noticed a pattern of this dying god, lowercase g. The pattern I found was named Hermes Trismegisti. This demon turned out to be the little dragon, these two little worm parasites wrapped around the stick. This stick that the Europeans call the Staff of Moses. Let me repeat that. This pattern that I found in this book called The Dying God, the pattern was named Hermes Trismegisti. This demon turned out to be the two little worms, these two little parasites wrapped around a stick that the Europeans call the Staff of Moses. They call it the Caduceus Staff, the same symbol of the United Nations World Death Organization called the WHO. I found that this same demon was jumping from Judaism to Christianity and to Islam. I traced it from Pythagoras to Platoism, and now to Neoplatoism, to Aleister Crowley, and from Aleister Crowley to the Rosicrucian Order. Okay, now I speak about this in the broadcast called Victory, Your Wish is Your Command. Bye bye, Babylon. Now, what I did not find, okay, until recently, because I didn't notice before, what I did not find until recently, is that this great cycle has a double meaning. Which is it is the amount of time in reference to years for the demonic spirits and the amount of time in reference to a man. Okay? The amount of time reference to spirits and the amount of time reference to man. Or better stated, the demonic vessels of the spirits what they are used by these they use these men, so they are now the demonic vessels of the spirits. Okay? Now what does this mean? Well, one degree or one portion of 360 is 72 years. Now we're breaking this down now. You got to listen to this again. Let it sink in, because this is how we're going to read time. All right? One degree or one portion of 360 is 72 years. This is one generation. There are 25,920 years given to the children of the serpent. These 25,920 years ended in the year 1944. This revelation is a pleasant surprise. I will unveil this as I proceed. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now, I speak about Farad Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam, and the rise of the Black Messiah, the Hidden Hand. I did a broadcast called that. I do the Rise of the Black Messiah series. To many of y'all, I know I speak about these a lot, but for the new listeners, they have to hear a repeated information, because new people come and listen to this all the time. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, you go hear it again, and hopefully you know about the blog that I did called The Rise of the Black Messiah. I did three of these about 2 years ago almost now. And the one I did concerning Farad Muhammad was called The Rise of the Black Messiah, The Hidden Hand. I found the connections to the Rosicrucian Order because it is connected to Scientology. I found this man, Gerald Massey, because a former friend was putting this man on a pedestal just because he admitted that the Egyptians are black. Okay? But Gerald Massey is a Druid. They were ignoring the fact that Gerald Messley is nothing more than a Druid of the occult. A Druid that woke up to the fact that the European version of spirituality was a conflation of ancient Egypt. And what does conflation mean? There's two things that are so close that you can't tell them apart. Now, is this a surprise? Just because he was the first European to admit that the ancient Hebrews were black people, our people flocked to Rosicrucianism and left the protection of Ayah. And now, they see your shame. In the 1930s, when the Europeans from New Zealand named Wallace Dow Ford began to spread his crumbs of knowledge, this information he received from the Druid Gerald Massey, the slave mentality kicked in. Wallace Ford became master as the slave Master Farad Muhammad, placing millions of our people in spiritual bondage once again, while many of them clueless that they are worshiping a parasitic lowercase g god called Hermes Trismegistus, the same god of the parasites that placed us on the slave ships, the same parasitic god lowercase g championed by the WHO as they spread AIDS from the Congo to Haiti. This is why they see your shame. This is why they see your shame as spoken of in Revelations. This is why Malcolm X should be honored, because he exposed this beast. Yet now, In the year 2014, we see the leaders of the Nation of Islam, one of the most powerful movements on earth, telling his flock to give Scientology a try. This is why they see your shame. Now, here in the year 2014, we find that Hermes Trismegistus is intertwined with this number 25,920 and the root of the Rosicrucian order, the religion of the parasitic so-called elite. Now, what does it say in Revelation 12:9? And a great dragon who's cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Matthew 24:24. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Were you deceived? Are you elect? Are you very elect? Are you even elect? Now, think about all of the false religions and lies. None of us are immune. This is why Ayah is the judge. We have black Hebrews that should know better in the state of Israel completely deceived. They are supposed to be an example, yet they are doing things far worse than teaching deceptive information. So therefore, none of us are immune. However, as long as you have life in your body, you, a free-thinking human being, do not have to stay deceived. Do not let your ego scare you away from Allah. Now, I want to make a point here, okay? A few years ago, when I found this demon, the elites call Hermes, my mind began to see the whole story. I wondered in my spirit, who else knows this story like this? At that moment, I understood completely how much the world was deceived. I also knew that Allah placed me in a very unique position. He gave me the ability to speak to the world, to use use the words of the Caucasian. He gave me the ability to articulate the destruction of the beast. You know, they always say articulate whatever a black man can speak well. They say, oh, you articulate well. How else am I supposed to articulate? But anyway, he gave me the ability to articulate the destruction of the beast. I began to understand why I was placed in this cold, lonely, dark place called Sweden. I finally understood that I needed to be better educated. I had to go back to college and obtain another degree in computer science to be able to spread this message. Ayah guided me on how to be a better researcher and how to have more patience. The Spirit of Ayah placed me on Blog Talk Radio to teach this message and to expose the final generation of the parasitic, demonic, so-called elite class, the demonic 72 generals. Ayah has also allowed us to remove those two little worms from out of our ankles. And now, today, I am speaking to all that are willing to hear this message. Now, what do I mean by he allowed us to remove these two little worms from out of our ankle? Well, if you've seen Victory, Your Wish is Your Command, and those pictures, you will know that those two little worms are where they got the inspiration to create the symbol of the World Health Organization. There's a whole study on that. Go back to that and check it out. All right, now I'm going to read something. Jeremiah chapter 30, and it reads, Ayah, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Yaakov's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it, for it shall come to pass in that day, saith Yahuwah of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Yahuwah, their Yah,
and Dawid their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Yaakov, saith Yahuwah, neither be dismayed, O Yisrael, which is all the house, the Hebrews, all over this earth. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Yaakov shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. This is the future. Recent. This is going to be some recent future right here, right there in Jeremiah 30. Jeremiah 30:11. For I am with thee, saith Yahuwah, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith Yahuwah, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy case, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitudes of thine iniquities, because thy sins were increased. Now, does anybody know what that means? Now, think about the pedophilia going on in Dimona right now. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to be an example of Ayah without addressing this crime, Hebrews? What about the burying of our ancestors in garbage dumps? This is why Yahuwah allowed us to be wounded with the wound of an enemy. When we lose our morality, the enemy can enslave another generation. Why? Because we have lost our protection. This is why we haven't woken up yet. This is why we are still in bondage. Because we have lost our protection. Why? Because we lost our morality. Yahuwah 30:15. Why criest thou for thine afflictions? Thy soul is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquities, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thy adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all that prey upon thee will give for prey. Now, think. This will answer our purpose. God created us to be the light of morality. How do you take care of this planet? Not by killing each other over their drugs, crack cocaine and all this foolishness. Not by pedophilia. We ain't gonna be an example of Ayah with pedophilia. Not by disrespecting your ancestors. You are the good seed of Eve. Stop imitating these devils. And that's what they do. They bring us down to their level, so they can just have a little more time. Because we are the ones that are supposed to correct them. But who's going to correct us? Ayah. And how does Ayah correct us? By letting these demons enslave us. You see, we are enslaved generation by generation by generation because we don't know the power that we have. And the moment that we know we are children of Ayah, then we will be free. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith Yahuwah, because thy called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling place, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the place shall remain after the manner thereof, and out of them shall proceed thanksgivings in the voices of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Jeremiah 30:20. Their children also shall be aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish with that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is that? Who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith Yahuwah? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your Yah. Brothers and sisters, this is Ezekiel 37. When those few Hebrews in Dimona came forward to separate themselves from the criminals, those in Israel no longer had protection from the spirit of Ayah. What do I mean by that? Well, the state of Israel in 1948 became a state because of the demonic liars, the fakers. Now, when we went there in the 70s, we allowed them protection, because Ayah is not going to destroy a place where we're there. We like savings bonds. This is what Steve Coakley said. You save, became savings bonds again. We savings bonds. And now, when the savings bonds went to Israel, and Israel was able to corrupt us, now you have a corrupt seed with a good seed. And now you got us still there. And Ayah is like, okay, now we got good people here and we got bad people here. I can't destroy it all. So what's going to happen? Now a generation has to go through this. But now in 2014, they are starting to wake up in Dimona and they're starting to speak out. And now the seed is starting to get separated. So what happens now? Well, Israel no longer had protection from the spirit of Ayah. From the spirit of Ayah causing the judgment to fall upon that place. And now, things are going to change. This is the power of our creator, Ayah. All praise Ayah, Yahuwah. There is no time in our history when we had the ability to articulate this demonic, wicked world, the whole world, our story. The creation of the internet was created by the beast of Babylon for war. Now his tool has turned against him. Most of the people of the world are kept from the internet. This is called the digi-divide. However, we still manage to speak to each other. Everywhere there is a connection, there will be this message. This message can now be translated and retransmitted in the language of choice. We can now speak to our people in North Africa, South Africa, North America, and South America, China, Europe, Japan, Australia, Brazil, or Cuba. The beast of Babylon could not stop the message. This is why to equate revelations to fear is false. Okay? They equate revelations to fear. Fear is floating around on the airwaves. This is the spirit of the beast. Therefore, if you have fear in your heart, you are being deceived by the king of the cowards. Lowercase k. Because revelations does not mean to fear, but to celebrate our victory. Because we now can see, she's saying that we can spread our message of victory to, we can spread it to Detroit, we can spread it to Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Miami, New Orleans, San Francisco, Oakland, Cincinnati, Denver, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., even my hometown, Allentown, Pennsylvania. All over the United States of America, we can spread this message. This is called power. We can spread this message of victory to Uganda, to Namibia, and from the Congo to Haiti. Just like I am sending this message from Sweden to all over the four corners of the earth. This is not the time for fear, but the time to celebrate the end of this beast. Revelation 16. And I heard a great voice of the temple saying to the seven spirits, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of Iyah upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and gruesome sore, fell upon the man which had the mark of the beast. Now, like I said, this word sore means ulcer. What gives you an ulcer? Fear and worry. A noisome and grievous ulcer fell upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worship his image. The image of the beast is the money, this fiat currency. The system worships this fiat. They are worried because it is falling apart. Ezekiel 37:21. And say unto them, thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will take the children of Yaakov from among the heathen, which they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel. On the mountain of Israel. You know why I kept that in there? Because they believe they are mountains. On the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Yah. Hebrews of the seed of Yaakov. Jeremiah and Yahkazak are in total agreement. Those brothers and sisters in Deborah just stood forward. Those ones that just stood forward are the ones that will bring this whole world together. It is written. So don't feel ashamed about that. Things happen. But understand, the word is telling us, it knows that the transgressions, the sins, it knows what we're at. And it says that once we accept that, okay, these things are happening, all right, we have to deal with it. We look in the word says, okay, we're going to have detestable things everywhere. United States of America, we got that with the Rosicrucian order people. We got it in Israel. We got it with more Rosicrucian order people and getting coerced by these devils into this, pedophilia lifestyle. So we are a target by these demons because they know when they destroy our morality, then they got some more time. Understand that. Ezekiel 37:24. And Dawid, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgment and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Yaakov, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant Dawid shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever, evermore. My tabernacles also shall be with them, ye I will be their Yah, and they will be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahuwah, do sanctify Yisrael. What is Yisrael? Which is all the Hebrews all over the earth. When my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Okay, now to stay on point. This great, the great cycle, the 25,120 years, is a degree of 360 degrees. 1 degree equals 72 years. This number can also be broken into 12 zodiac signs of 2,160 years. And again, in 3 720-year time frames. Therefore, this number can mean times as in years or time as in the number of generations. This is why the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now, I'm going to further explain the end of this devil's time. First, I will read to you Revelation 9:12, and it reads, "One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth spirit sounded, and I heard the voice from the four corners of the golden altars, which is before Iah, saying to the sixth spirit, which hath the trumpet, loose the four spirits, which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Revelation 9:15. "And the four angels were loose, which were poured for a hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of man." Revelation 9:16. "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the visions, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of janus, and of brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But by these three was the third part of man killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths." Okay. Now, I read this for two reasons. One, to let you hear the sixth spirit in Revelation 9:12 is the same sixth spirit of Revelation 16:12. One is pouring a vial, and the other is sounding a trumpet and loosening four spirits. You know this because both are on the river Euphrates. The second reason why I am reading Revelation 9 is to bring your attention to where it is, where it says this. It says, "And for the angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of man." Now, this is speaking about time. This is going to take place at a time, but only the seed of Jacob. This is going to take place at a time, but only when the seed of Jacob is completely awake. We know that they did not have the ability to stop the rivers Euphrates in 1611 when they retranslated the Bible. But we do know between 1977 and 1987, a joint undertaking by the Soviet Union and Iraq, the Haditha Dam was complete. The cost of the initial construction of the Haditha Dam is estimated at United States $830 million. Now, that's a quote. I just read a quote to y'all. Now, keep this number in mind, because it is important. The United States $830 million, right? Why? Why is that important? Because the parasites are religious nuts. They religious fools. They more religious than we are. Because that's the whole meaning of life. Now, because they're religious nuts, we have to look at the numbers they proudly use. We look at this number 8 and 3. It's two. Remember, 830 million. 830 million. Why 830 million? It's going to cost us 830 million. Okay. Why? We look at the numbers 8 and 3. What does it do? 8, 9, 10, 11. It adds up to 11, right? Okay. What is 11? The number 11 means gate. It's like 9, 11. 9, 1, 1. 9, 11 is the cowards trying to escape through the gate called the police state. This is emergency 911. Hebrews, can you see it? Now, the Haditha Dam is the area where the four angels were loosed. This means that they are going to come through a gate in a specific hour, a day, a month, and a year. Okay? Now, this makes so much sense when you start to put this together. Okay, a specific hour, a day, a month, and a year. Now, when is this year? Is this year 2014? Is this year 2015? Is this year 2016 or is this year 2017? Okay, now before I continue, I have to read a few scriptures. Many of us still have the Gentile European version of understanding in our spirits. Therefore, I'm going to read Matthew 24 because I can hear y'all right now. Oh, you ain't supposed to be know the day or the, no man knows the day or the hour. You're not supposed to be knowing numbers. You can't. What's the, oh. Now listen, and it reads, Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, this word clouds in the Greek translates to naphos, naphos, like Nephilim, but no, naphos, N-E-P-H-O-S. And it reads, a cloud, a large dense multitude, a throng used to denote a great shapeless collection of vapor obscuring the heavens as opposed to a particular and defined mass of vapor, vapors with some form or shape, a cloud in the sky. All right? Now, keep in mind, when we read the scriptures, we have to always be mindful whom retranslated them. Okay? In order to comprehend what is being said, you cannot read this from the mind of the Gentile. You can't do it from the mind of the Gentile. You got to get back, you got to get into your Hebrew roots, understand who you are, figure out what the story is, who the story pertains to. Are you in bondage? Why are you in bondage? Why are black people in bondage? That's the first question. Who are black people? Now we read the books, and now we start to read history. Everything has to be taken into consideration. Therefore, you can't look at this with the European mindset. Because first of all, you ain't European. You a Hebrew. You African. Well, I ain't no African. Yes, you are. For over 1,260 years, the Gentiles, they have written the books. Now, as it is written in Revelations 11:2, this is scriptural. Revelations 11:2. Even they wrote it. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Now, what is 42 months? 12 months times 3 equals 36 months. Then you add 6 months, and you get 42 months. This is the same as saying 3.5 years. Which is 1,260 years. Now I want those of you that want to go deeper, a deeper study in this, read a document called, this is quite interesting. This is a document called A Time and Times and the Dividing of Times by who? Sir Isaac Newton, The Apocalypse and 2060 A.D. The man that is credited for founding modern mathematical physics, he found that the 1,200 days in Revelations 11 is really 1,260 years. What I've been saying. We're thinking that is days, literal days, just 24-hour days. No, even Sir Isaac Newton found that it was 1,260 years. I'm going to have that document linked up to who and that. You can read it yourself. Sir Isaac Newton is a Gentile. He was also a knight of the British Empire and believed to be a member of the Rosicrucian Order. Now, I know he was a member of the Rosicrucian Order. See, they're trying to pretend like, oh, we don't know if he was a Rosicrucian or not. I know he was a Rosicrucian Order. And how do I know? Well, because if you take that number, 25,920, and multiply it by 25,920, you get a big old number, 671,846,400. Now, what is that? What's that mean? Okay. This number is the speed of light, which is 671 million. The speed of light is 671 million miles per hour. This is according to modern mathematical physics. Here's something else. If you take 25,920 and divide it by 24 hours, okay, just divide, take that number, 25,920 and divide it by 24 hours, you get the number 1,080. This is also the speed of light, which is 1,080 million kilometers per hour, according to modern mathematical physics. Therefore, both in America and Europe, you find the speed of light in this Rosicrucian cycle of 25,920 years. Sir Isaac Newton is the founding father of modern mathematical physics. Now, do you think someone used this great cycle to give us the speed of light? Think about it. The world is run by liars and thieves. It's run by liars and thieves. The Gentiles spreading fear because they are the ones that suppressed and usurped our message for the past 1,060 years. Okay? They spread deceptions and lies for 1,260 years. They did not bury the dead bodies. Why? Because they used them to take over every tribe on earth. Every tribe that does not have the spirit of Yah. Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his spirit with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four corners, from one end of the earth to the other. Now this is Ezekiel 37 once again. Can you see it? You got to read this for yourself. You got to bring it open. You got to hear what I'm saying. It keeps repeating. And he shall send his spirit with a great sound of a trumpet. Right there is Revelation, the trumpets. And they shall gather together his elect from the four corners. That's Ezekiel 37. From one end of the earth to the other. So that we got three scriptures agreeing. The new, and the old. This is Ezekiel 37. Matthew 24:32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. Matthew 24:33. So likewise, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Matthew 24:24. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Now, this generation, how long is the generation? That's 72 years. That means that this gathering of the spirit, the elect waking up, and all this stuff is not going to pass until a generation. Right? This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Now, once we understand what a generation is and how long a generation is and when a generation starts and when a generation ends, then we can figure out Matthew 24:24. Now, let us not overlook this. The book of Matthew was written during the time of Matthew Maccabees. This was during the time of Yahushua, the teacher of righteousness. Why is he called righteousness? Because of Mayat. Okay, I talk about Mayat a lot lately. Why is that? Well, because Mayat is truth, law, morality, justice, order, and balance. The core values of the people of the land of the blacks, before and after Egypt. The core value of the incurable, the incorruptible seed. This is why Egyptology and Christianity are intertwined. They both stole from the root. Therefore, Yahushua is telling us, summer is nigh, it is even at the door. I say unto ye, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. So when summer comes at the door, boom, generation is there. Now, that generation from that point on is not going to pass till all these things be fulfilled. To what's being fulfilled? But on that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the spirits of heaven, but only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And no, not until the flood came and took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That means that this stuff has happened before, is repeated. There's been the corruption. There's been the correction. There's been the chastising. There's been the saving of the good ones. There's been the destruction of the bad. There's been the trying to establish the earth good again. And then the corrupt ones came again. This is repeating over and over again. Okay? So shall the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:40. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other one left. 24:41. Two women shall be gathered at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other one left. 24:42. Watch it therefore, for ye know not which hour Yahuwah doeth come, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken in. Okay? Now y'all see that word thief, right? Keep it in mind. Now, this is about, now I want you to think about what is being said here, okay? If your house is broken up, you are not unified. That's the first thing we should take from this. This is called order out of chaos. The Son of Man is a messenger of the seed of Ayah. If you call if you recall in the book of Maccabees, okay, this is like the same one as in the book of Matthew. The Son of Man is Yahshua. Okay, they're like the same. The book of Maccabees is the book of Matthew. If you remember when I did that study a few years ago about this, okay, the Son of Man is Yahshua. But this has a dual meaning here, right? Why? Because it's a parable, because they rewrote it. It has two meanings. This is also speaking about the times of the end. There's also going to be a teacher that will warn of the flood again, just like in the time of Maccabees. We are living in that hour today. Now, how do we know this? Okay, because it's all repeating. These are times that happened before, it's happened again, it's prophecies, it's like human nature. Okay? Revelation 16, and it says, and the sixth spirit sounded, and I heard a voice from the four corners, from the four horns. Okay? This is Revelation 16. And the sixth spirit sounded, and I heard a voice from the four corners of the golden altar, which is before Ayah, saying to the sixth spirit, which had the trumpet, loose the four spirits which are bound in the great rivers Euphrates. And Revelation 16:15 says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. This is Matthew 24 repeating. Okay? Like I said, can you see it? Okay, no man knoweth, but when Ayah puts his spirit in us, we will know. Okay? No man knows that, but when Ayah starts to speak and blowing the spirits on Ezekiel 37, that's summer. Now, I have to address this issue before I proceed. Revelations 9:15. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of man. That's like, it's like when they were going to drop the bomb, 1945. Now, let me not get ahead of myself. Let me keep going. To know this, we first have to know who the four horsemen are. Okay? And the four angels that are spoken of. All right? Because you got the four horsemen and the four angels and the hour. Okay? To know this, we first have to know that the four horsemen and the four angels are speaking of these 72 spirits. Okay? These 72 spirits make up that the letters, the YHWH. The Y equals 18 spirits, the H equals 18 spirits, the W equals 18 spirits, and the H equals 18 spirits. Okay? This is the process of them setting up the rebirth of a new generation. Now, what we now know, is that this number 72 is one portion of 360. We have to think, how many of these generations have passed? If we know this, we will know how much time the devil has left. First, let me explain what the four horsemen and the four spirits are. The four angels or demonic spirits is this number 18 times 4. Okay, think about it. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the YHWH, the thing that people know of, the tetragrammaton. Okay? Y equals 18 spirits, H equals 18 spirits, W equals 18 spirits, and H equals 18 spirits. All right? This is Judaism. This is Christianity. This is Rosicrucianism, rewritten in 1611. So we got to try to figure out what they're talking about. All right? How many of these generations have passed? If we know this, we will know how much time the devil has. First, let me explain that the four horsemen and the four spirits are the four angels or demonic spirits. Okay, this is the number 18 times 4. So now, 18 times 4 is what? 72. See, there's 72 again. This is number 72 again. Number 18 is 6 times 3. Right? 1/4 of the 72 is 18. That's 6 times 3, right? Therefore, 18 is what? 666. And what does it say? Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, why is it the number of a man? Why? Well, because the seed of the serpent has to use the vessels of the flesh bodies of man. Every 72 years, there is a new generation. Remember, 25,120. 360. 1 degree, 72. 1 degree, 72, 72 years. Every 72 years, there is a new generation. Every generation is one less generation. Therefore, the 25,120 year cycle gets shorter and shorter until there is only one generation left. Once the last generation of the serpent seed is on the earth, then we will see the rise of the black messiahs. And I say plural. Why? Because this is Ezekiel 37. Are we starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together? Now, we might have been repeating this over and over again, but there's a allotted amount, right? 25,120. Now, before, like 6,000 years ago, started to count down and it started to fighting back and forth, and we've been learning. We're learning now how to fight this beast. We are learning how to fight this beast. He had 360 generations. Now, at the last, we finally got this fool. We finally can figure out how he works. This is Rise of the Black Messiah, Ezekiel 37. Are we starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together, Hebrews? Now, this number 6 represents the 6-point star. This is 1/4 of 72. 666 equals 18. Therefore, the four horsemen and the four spirits that are loose are the Y, the H, the W, and the H. This is the hidden name of God, lowercase g. Keep in mind, for years, until recently, the name God was God. Now we hear the name Yahweh. Before we found the name Yahuwah and Yah and Ayah, they said the name was Yahweh. Now I remember this because the first time I heard this name was from Shepherd's Chapel in 1916 under Arnold Murray. I was a faithful listener for years. First time I heard him say Yahweh, Yahweh. I was like, okay. Now I remember that from Shepherd's Chapel in 1996. But before that, it was God. Well, now, here's another bombshell. When you research the root of this name, you will find something called the Shem Ham Farash. This is the religion of the Hermetic order. This is where the Tetragrammaton comes from. This is also from the Hermetic Kabbalah, the book of the Talmudic rabbi. Now, listen to what is said about this Tetragrammaton. And it reads, the Tetragrammaton, okay, this is what it says. According to the European magical tradition, King Solomon is said to have evoked 72 demons, confined them in a bronze vessel sealed by magic symbols, and obliged them to work for him. It sounds like code for slavery, don't it? Think of it. This is, he confined them in a bronze vessel. And then it says, and this was further fleshed out in the Golden Dawn's book, T, which was renamed Liber 78 by Aleister Crowley. Remember that demon? And it is from this that it is believed Antoine LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan, obtained the word mentioned in the section on Satanism. Now, I've been trying to explain this for you for years now. All you have to do is research this information yourself. Just put that name in a search engine, Shem as in the tribe of Shem, Ham as in the tribe of Ham, and Farash, which I have no clue what this means, but I think it's supposed to be Japheth, because we got Shem, Ham, and Farash. I guess that's supposed to be Japheth. But if you do research on this, this is the religion of Aleister Crowley. This is the religion of the Rosicrucian order. This is the religion of the parasitic elite class. Now, really think long and hard about this. Now, what European people on the earth have been calling themselves Israelis for the past 66 years in Israel? Are these the same people that read a book called the Hermetic Kabbalah? Revelations 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Like I said before, when you know our story, this information is undeniable. Everything starts coming together. Revelations 9:15. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of man. Now, back to the great cycle. This number, 25,120, is the time the parasitic elite class have before we wake up to the crimes that they have committed, which is happening as I speak right now. Now we're going to read Revelations 11:7, okay? And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets on the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Yahuwah was crucified. Revelations 11:9. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, which is 1,260 years, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Revelation 11:2. But the court which is without thy temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. Now, there are two types of people in Israel today. Remember, because they're in Israel now, the Gentiles, right? But there's two types of Israel today. We have the black Hebrews and the European Jews. Which one came from the Isle of the Gentiles? Because remember, it says the Gentiles are going to tread it underfoot for 1,260 years, right? In Israel. There's two types there. We got the black Hebrews there, and we got the European Jews there. Which one came from the Isles of the Gentiles? I think we can safely say the Gentiles. Now, who are the Gentiles? Genesis 10:2. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, the sons of Gomer, Ashkenazi. Huh? But these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families in their nations. Therefore, the Scythians, the Ashkenazi Jews, and the converted Khazarians, the Russians, Edomites, Magog Jews, these are all called Gentiles. Okay? They're called Gentiles. Now, can you see why summer is nigh? It is even at the door. All right, now I'm going to take a break. This was a very, very, very long broadcast. Hopefully you can take this section and listen to it again. I'm actually going to break every section up in parts. So you're going to have, when you go to WhoInet, you're going to have one part, another part, another part. Because I know this broadcast is going to take a few hours, maybe longer than most of them. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that these are going to be into biteable sizes. This is going to be over an hour. Some are only going to be a half an hour. Some are going to be 20 minutes. But you go to WhoNet, and each section you can take, I want you to read the blog with the section. I want you to ask me questions, because what I'm trying to relay here, without even being, I don't want to insult the Nation of Islam. I don't want to insult the Moors. I don't want to insult the Israelites, because we are all brothers, okay? I would rather us just sit down and dialogue and look at where we've been deceived, and we can come together as a family, because we are stronger as a unity than fighting over pettiness, okay? Now, the reason why we are fighting is because we have this European has split us up, but we cannot be deceived by that. Now, unfortunately, the European is influenced by this Rosicrucian occult order. The Rosicrucian occult order is in control of these demonic 72 spirits. These demonic 72 spirits are here because Allah has allowed them to be here to test us. Why are they testing us? Because we are the ones that are going to make this world correct. But they're here. Now, we can go through the story of Enoch and saying that they left their first estate, and everybody is trying to figure out why they're here. But we can't really figure that out until this demon is locked up in prison. And like I said before, our resources, the best resources we have is each other. And when we can come together and actually sit down and actually think, you know, grab some coffee, some tea, get some cookies, and sit down and start talking and bring out the books and spread them out on the table, and, you know, just relax and just translate them back in Hebrew and get that Greek and try to figure out, and we get the story together. It takes us about maybe a few years, 2-3 years, maybe even 6 months. If we relax and we figure out the story, and then we make sure that these parasites never, ever, ever do this again. Okay? All right, now I'm going to take a quick break. I am Plau. Like I said, go to HebrewsWakeUp.com. Take these sections off. Start listening to them. And then let's get this earth back. All right. See you on the other side.
I come here tonight and plead with you.
All right,
believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood.
Yes, sir.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
Amen.
Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. There's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Okay, welcome back. This is going to be the final break that I'm taking. You're listening to Victory, Genesis 3:15, Bye-Bye Babylon. Summer is nigh, even at the door. Now, why is summer nigh, even at the door? Because for 1,260 years, the words of the prophets and the messengers were turned into three religions called Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The dead bodies are the books and prophecies that our ancestors, the saints, the holy seed of Eve, the words of the Messiah, these are the pieces, these are the parts of the dead bodies, the words of the messengers are on display for the only purpose of control. The people that should be speaking the message to the world, the priests, are enslaved. They are enslaved by the Turic Khazars, the Khazarians of 740 AD, who converted to Judaism. Okay? They are enslaved by the Nabataeans, the Arabs, the Muslims, which stole the story from the Prophet Muhammad and Ali. Okay? They created an oppressive religion that enslaved and then converted the black Africans. They converted the black Africans to Islam. This is history. This happened from 70 AD till 2014. The Europeans in 800 AD created the Holy Roman Empire, which they call the First Reich. This
form of religion lasted from 1450 until 1942 AD. Now, why do I say 1942? We will get on this in a moment, because that is very important. This is going to bring all this home. This is tying this all together right now, okay? The Europeans enslaved the Africans all over the four corners of the earth until 1942. The last generational slaves from 1952 till 1942. In 1942, slavery was officially freed. the generational slaves were officially freed from bondage in the United States of America. But it was not until 1966 the chain gang were finally stopped. The chain gangs were finally stopped in the south of the United States. Now, this history is very important. I have it's called a link on WhoNet, HebrewsWakeUp.com, called Slavery by Another Name. Click on that. Everything that I'm saying here can be understood better if you go through that information. This is our history. They want you to forget about slavery, but if you forget about it, then you will never be free from it. That's the trick that they're trying to pull on you. They want you to pretend you're free. Stop opening up old wounds. You're free from slavery. Don't know your history. But that has everything to do with Ezekiel 37. Okay? We understand that in the year 1994 in South Africa, we finally see the ending of the system of apartheid in Africa. 1994. Now think, 1994 was only 20 years ago. How can we as a people, a whole people, how can we as a people heal over 542 years of European oppression in just 20 years? They're looking at us like, oh, we, you know, shooting each other on the streets and we can't get along, we're not unified, and our women are disrespected, and, you know, black men are marrying white women and black women are marrying white men, and our babies are just out there without fathers, and all this is going on. Well, we were enslaved for 542 years. We've only been free for 20 years. What do you expect? We had 542 years of European oppression in just 20, and we've been free for just 20 years. Well, we still have, even to this day, all right, we still ain't free, because we still have so-called African leaders in Africa and in America that are sold-out pawns to this New World Order. Now, only the spirit of Ayah can take this system down. Only the spirit of Ayah, okay? Revelations 10:11-10, and it says, "And they that dwelt upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts unto one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth." Right? And what does Revelations 11:11 say? "And 3 days and a half the spirit of life from Ayah entered unto them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them." Brothers and sisters, I am killing these beasts with truth right now. From the time I started this broadcast till now, I have been killing these beasts with truth. Like I keep repeating, this is Ezekiel 37. After 1,260 days, the two witnesses will rise again. The dry bones, the dry dead bones will rise in Christ. This means those original Hebrew people that have the DNA, that energy which is a spiritual frequency. This spiritual frequency can be identified by the gift of melanin. Why melanin? Because melatonin comes from the sun. All right, now we hear about this melatonin and melanin, and we all proud of that, and you know what I'm saying? It's a black thing. Which is a good thing, right? But it's also a scientific thing. It's scientific. Okay? Now, let me come here. This is scientific. Melanin is frequency. Because I was talking about frequency in the broadcast. Victory, your wish is your command. All right? Like I said, a lot of this stuff is repeating. Melatonin comes from the sun. Right? Now we know that. Therefore, the frequency of the sun is the same as the children of the sun. This is what Akhenaten and Nefertiti were trying to explain. The life giver named Eve is the mother of all righteous. Why is she the mother of all righteousness? Because they came from her. This is why many of our people see Aya as a woman. Okay? Now, we think about gender, male, female gender, but we're talking about in the sense of what Aya does. The earth, how the earth gives life. Women give life. You see what I'm saying? So many of our people see Aya as a woman. When the children of Eve are released from bondage, then the world will receive a message of truth, law, morality, justice, order, and balance, which is the embodiment of Aya. This is what Revelation is all about. The reason why we are all divided is because from the year 1944 till 2016, the beast usurped its last timeline. Let me repeat that. The reason why we are all divided is because from 1944 till 2016, which is 2 years from now, the beast has usurped its last timeline. Once we understand the fact that we have victory over death, we are free. Must we understand this fact? Now, many people believe that the two witnesses are two physical human beings. They are not in error in believing this. Why? Well, we have to keep in mind, if two people come to this earth today speaking about truth and justice and the need for this earth to find morality, and the whole world hears the message, does this contradict what I just explained? No. Why? Well, because the information we are reading comes from the usurpation, right, of the bodies of truth. Okay? They have been rewritten for the benefit of the rulers at that particular time. Therefore, we now have what the Greeks call a parable. What is the Greek meaning of a parable? Which is a parable, which is the Greek meaning of a conflated story, right? That means that there's two stories going on here, two meanings going on here that we have to figure out, parable, side by side. Now, since they rewrote our story has dual meanings. Therefore, do not see it as a contradiction if you say, I don't agree with what he says about the two witnesses, because I was taught that the two witnesses are actually two human beings that are going to be on this earth at a certain time doing it. Well, you could be 100% correct, but that doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Because you got to have a mind of a Hebrew. You got to understand, I've been through bondage here. I've been purposely manipulated so I can think a certain way. So therefore, this could have two meanings here. See, it is another part of the story that we now can fully comprehend. Okay? This different information here, it's coming. Take it all and just look at it. You know, also, if these two witnesses are killed, we have the information that I told you. Now we have some people here that are telling a story. Now, what if these two witnesses are killed? And they're in the streets for literally 3 days. 3 days, not the 120 years that I talk about. Let's stay there for 3 days. Right? Then it's time to celebrate. It is time for us to celebrate and give gifts to one another. Why? Because within 72 hours or 48 hours from the time that happened, we gonna know we're free. Right? Let's say it's actually 3 years. Like 3 years. Still celebrate. Because that means in 3 years, this system is going to be taken apart bit by bit. Bit by bit, we just going to be taking apart this system of the beast. 3 days, 3 years. But you ain't got to wait 3 days and 3 years. We already been through the time. It was 1,260 days. Ended in 1940. And the reason why we ain't free yet, because since 1940, I'm going to explain it right now. Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Revelation 9:12. One woe was passed, and behold, there come two more woes hereafter. Now, the second woe is the sixth trumpet. This is speaking about the two witnesses and the loosening of the four spirits in the final war. So now, how come the 5 months are spoken about in the first woe during the fifth spirit and the fifth trumpet and not in the second woe? Why? Because when we hear about the breastplates of iron and the deception of the locusts, we see that this has a strong resemblance to fighter jets. Many associate this to the final war in Armageddon. Therefore, the 5 months are in reference to the end of the beast. So then, how come this part of the first woe are not in the second woe? Now, hopefully, y'all aren't confused what I'm talking about. If you really read Revelations, you try to break this down and you say, okay, this is the first woe, this is the second woe, and all these things start happening. You start noticing that, okay, the 5 months, you know that that's supposed to be the final, right? 5 months, it's over. But wait a minute. That's the first woe. Then how did the first woe get into the second woe? Well, because we do not know how to read time. But since now we know that the cycle of 25,920 years has two meanings, one is time and the other are generations, right? We can see that the beast and the locust in woe 1 are the same beast and the locust in woe 2. It's just that in woe 1, they are committing the crime. In woe 2, they are receiving their judgment for committing the crime. Therefore, they are both one and the same. This is the old boss, right? Is the same as the new boss. The old boss is the same as the new boss. Okay, now, here is the main purpose of this broadcast. If we are going to have victory, we're going to have to see victory. Okay? We're going to have to see it. When is the time of the end? How can we tell summer is nigh? Well, we count the number of the beast. For the past 3 years, during the process of this research, I have learned to read time. You can do this by analyzing history. You can look at this fool's history. I call him a fool because the beast tries to challenge the creator of it all. That is quite foolish. You can analyze this fool's history. If you know that the occult follow a 25,920-year cycle, then the quest is to find when did the cycle start and when did it end. Okay? For years, I thought that it ended in the year 2000. Then I thought that it ended in the year 2012. I have a chart on HebrewsWakeUp.com called The Great Cycle, Revelations Unveiled. I was able to use this to trace the time of the beast, but I was ignorant concerning the generations. Since the great cycle was divided into 12 sections, and each section has 2,160 years, I saw that 720 is an important number. Okay? Now why? Well, because 2,160 can be divided by 720 three times. I also saw that 25,920 is counted down to the occult number 9. Okay? I also saw that 2,160 is counted down to the occult number 9. 720 is counted down to the occult number 9. Since I knew 72 was a major number in the occult, and also and was also the 72 names in the Shimhan Farash, the 720 years, this 720 year block of time was the amount of time I used to observe different events in history. Okay? Now, even though I was ignorant, it's not like I was stupid ignorant. I didn't have additional information in order to add to what I've already known, right? Now, I found that the number 9 was also associated with the number 666, 18, 27, 36, 81, and of course 72. All these numbers will equate to 9. This number was associated with Pythagoras, and it started to show up during many areas of my research. Most notably was in the 2001 attacks. After the 9/11 attacks, I started noticing these numbers more. Okay? Because now my mind is aware of it. Now it's in my conscious. Alright? 3 years ago, when I found the image called the Great Cycle, I noticed that the editors of the image wrote the date 160 BC on it. I found this interesting because this date was the time of Yahushua. This is also the time of the book of Matthew, the book of Daniel, and the book of Maccabees, which means they knew it was a very important time in history. Now, the question I had was, why did they reset the clock to zero? Why do I why did they reset the clock to zero? Okay, now, because I'm telling you how I'm thinking. What was my thought process in coming up with this conclusion about these generations? Okay? Now, why did they feel that they needed to start at zero again when the 25,920 years were not over yet? Because now we have, remember, the year 2000, now we have zero, and it's 2000 again. We have AD and BC. What is this all about? They say, oh yeah, it was because Christ was crucified, right? But then when you find out that Christ was not crucified at this time, but there was actually Yahushua at 160 BC, which even they put on their calendar, now you start to question, what is this zero for? It has a meaning that I just don't understand. Why do they got it for, right? It's the reset. I knew the claim that it was the birth of Christ was a lie. Why? Because Yahushua was the teacher of righteousness, the priest of Zadok in 160 BC, which most people don't even know. I knew that in 33 AD, there was an eclipse. And in the year 32 AD was another occult number. I also found that that Christianity and Platonism was hand in hand. Therefore, I saw that they used year zero as a reset, a marker and a countdown. Now, you wouldn't notice if you didn't know that. If you didn't understand what they've done and how they manipulated, how they rewritten, and who wrote it. If you don't understand that the Rosicrucians are involved in it, then you wouldn't know this. Okay? Now, keep in mind, the Old Testament was overtaken by the Greeks and the Edomites. It's like today, the Europeans and the Arabs, the priest of Zadok during the time of the last Hasmoneans were the original black Hebrews. The people that are melanin blessed, the children of the life giver, these people are the priests of the law. They are usurped by the Sadducees, whom are Greeks, converted from Alexandria. These same Sadducees have a link to the, they call them the Karites, K-A-R-I-T-E-S, Karites. The Karites are linked to the Khazars, also the Pharisees, whom are the converted Edomites, which are the Nabataeans. These are the Arabs, and they are now, who are now call themselves rabbis and sages. These people have a complete control of this, of the first witness. Remember, there's two witnesses. These people have complete control of the first witness. If not for the Essenes, remember the Essence, the Essenes, or the Nazarites hiding the Dead Sea Scrolls, we'd have never known our story. But then they found them when they went in Israel. They went in there, people started finding them, and then the Khazars and the fake Ashkenazis started to claim all the scrolls and lock them up and try to hide them and suppress them from the world. So now, why did they feel the need to create zero? Why? Because they wanted to know how much time they had left. You can have 30 generations every 2,160 years, right? The ruling class controls this planet through their bloodlines. If a king or queen lives over the age of 72, then the bloodline can last between two generations. If we count backwards from 2012 by subtracting 2,160, we get the year 148 BC. If we count backwards from the year 2000, by subtracting 2,160, we get the year 160 BC. This is the year that set off the takeover, which is probably why the editors of the Great Cycle wrote it on the image. Right? Because they knew about Yahshua. Okay, now, and you can prove this. I proved it. Why did they write 160 BC on the Great Cycle? It's very important for some reason. This is Yahshua time. Proved in Maccabees, proved in Matthew, proved in Daniel. Now, stay with me. We're going to figure out the last generation of this little parasite, this little parasite from Medina. Okay? Everyone thought the year 2000 was the end, was the end of it, right? Everyone thought that the year 2000, but it did not happen. Then everyone thought the year 2012 was the end. It did not happen. Now why? Well, because the end is only known by Ayah. When the dry bones wake up to who they are and start to shake, summer is nigh. Okay? Now, however, when the cold air begins to leave the trees, right? When the cold air begins to leave and the trees start to become green again, you can see that summer is coming, right? This is, summer is nice. Like I was trying to tell you, now observe nature, okay? It's like this. When the cold air begins to leave the trees and the trees start to become green again, you start to see that summer is coming. This is that time. Now, we get back to the 25,920 year cycle. Now, if the year 2000 was not the time and 2012 was not the time, then when was the last generation of the parasite? Now, keep in mind, 9 means rebirth. When you count the numbers 2012, they count down to the occult number 5. Remember, this is the number system. You got to take everything. You got to take all the information that they give you. If they're counting 25,920 down and they get 9, if they're counting 2,160 and they get 9, then what if we count 2,112? What do we get? We get 5. Okay, if we count 2,000 is counted down, what do we get? We get 2. Okay? Now, 2 means gate, not life. So we can say, well, 2,000 doesn't match up to the rebirth, right? Then I saw that 2016. This is a date in the future. This counted down to the number 9. Now this is called a pattern recognition. Now I see a pattern here. This is pattern recognition. Now I'm not saying that it is the end. I'm not saying that 2016 is the end of the world now. But I am saying that this is that extended generation. This is their extended generation. When we as a people rise up and destroy the beast, time will be finished. But if we don't, then they get another generation. If we don't handle the things going on in Demona and the immorality that's going on in this planet, they get another generation. Until we wake up and comprehend who we are, and that generation stands up, that's it. But it's up to us right now. But summer is nigh. You can see signs of it already. Okay? We have only been free from the system of slavery officially in America in the year 1942, like I mentioned before, which was only 2 years before the end of the last of the 360-year generation. I hope people are starting to follow me now. Remember, one portion of a whole generation, gene-ration, one portion of the generation is 72 years. What is the whole portion of the generation? 360. Okay? So, at the end of that was 1944. Then they extended themselves because we were still asleep. See? We see this from the prison, the forced, we see this from the free prison labor that lasted until 1966. If we were free, then how were they able to make us in the chain gang to 1966? Then we have the system of apartheid that lasted until 1994, okay? And then, like I said before, once the African pawn shops are closed in America and abroad, the pawns will become rebels, and rebels are not slaves. What's a pawn shop? What's an African pawn shop? Those are the colonialists taking our African brothers and ancestors in Africa, making them kings and queens just to be dictators over their stolen resources. Therefore, 2016 is a very strong candidate for the end of their extended 72-year reign. Now, before we agree, let me show you why. When you look at the reset year of zero and multiply that amount of years in one generation, which is 72, you will see that 72 times 27 gives you the year 1944. Get a calculator. 72 times 27, you get the year 1944, 1944. Why 1944? Because 27 is the final number of generations left in the 360-degree cycle. 360 times 72 is 25,920. See it? 1 degree. Boom, 72, 360, multiply times 72 is 25,920. 25,920, the great cycle. Now, keep this in mind, 27 is 72, and 72 is 27. Both numbers break down to the number 9. You can also use this formula to see how they pumped up their generations in history. This is the method of the beast. I'll give you an example. You take the reset year and multiply 72 times 11. All right, I just take that number 11, right? 72 multiplied times 11, you get 792. That's 792 A.D. Now, what happened in this year? Because 11 is a gate. Now, that's an important one. What happened in the gate year? That's coming through the gate. Guess what came through that gate? Guess what generation? Which generation from the year 0 times 11, what generation came through the gate? What happened in 792? Well, in 792, it was the year that Irene is confirmed princess of Byzantine, of the Byzantine Empire. Now, people are like, well, what's that? See, if we knew history more, it would be like, whoa, really? Well, let me explain. Who is Irene? Irene was the wife of Leo the IV, the Khazar. See, now, there's a light go off in your head. 794, Irene was wife of Leo the IV, the Khazar. Leo the Khazar was son of Emperor Constantine the V by his first wife, also named Irene of Khazaria, the daughter of Khan of the Khazars. Now, this Khan was one of the first, if not the first, king of the Khazars to convert into Judaism. This was also only 8 years before Charlemagne was crowned as Roman emperor in 800 AD. Now, in the year 2014, which is 1,214 years later, we see the British Empire, the seed of Charlemagne, and the offspring of the Khazar still in power. What is this? This is the House of Saud and the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Both are the seed of the serpent. Now, keep in mind, in the year 680 AD, the last of the line of Ali was killed in the Battle of Karbala. I mentioned about this in my documents, that when I speak about Islam, do three of them. Nation of Islam. Okay, the Battle of Karbala. This started the countdown of the 1,260 years that I keep talking about. If you want to know when did the countdown begin, it was 680 AD. See, before, I thought it started at 740 AD. Threw me off a little bit, because I didn't understand that I should look at the generations. And then we look at the generations, and we figure out what's going on, and what happened, 680 AD, is it more significant than 740 AD? Why is 680 AD more significant than 740 AD? Well, 740 AD, although that was the conversion of Judaism, the Judaism was already overtaken because that was the first witness. The second witness, 680 AD, was when the other Hebrews of the tribe of Benu Hashem, the ones that came from Ishmael, the ones that also came from Phut, from Egypt, that settled in, enslaved in Petra, the tight spot. This is why there was a rising of Ali and Muhammad and Fatima and Hussein and all the Hebrews that were there. And what did they do? They started to go back to the old information. They were talking to the Christians that were there, but they were like the Hebrew black Christians that were separate from the Byzantines and the Romans and all that, that had the real information. They were teaching each other. They were waking up. They were joining together. The tribes were coming. And this is when Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman got together. They started the war and they killed all the Hebrews. And the last Hebrews that existed at this time was in the Battle of Karbala, 680 AD. So then when that happened, that was them taking the second witness, okay, and creating all this hell. Now, is it a wonder that we have the Nation of Islam, we have the whole Islamic religion going on, billions of people in that religion, billions of people in Christianity, but yet no one realizes that that was actually the second witness? Are you starting to see it? Okay? Now, let's confirm this. Well, 1,260 years from 680 AD, which is that event, is the year 1940. Okay? That ended in 1940. Now, this was just 2 years prior to, they call it peonage, which was signed in December 12, 1942. This officially ended slavery in the United States of America. Now think about it. This was also 2 years before the last generation. So right in the middle, we have two prophecies being fulfilled. We have two time frames being completed. We have the time frame of the 1,260 years being completed in the year 1940. And we have the last generation being completed in 1944. In between those times, we have the last slaves being free officially in December 12, 1942. Is that a coincidence? Are these dates and times we should know? As you can see, when you observe certain events on his timeline, you will notice this number 72 being used as a marker. You will also notice that the change is done on a leap year, which means every 4 years, the month of February has 29 days, not 28. The number 29 can be added down to occult number 11. And 11 is the gate, like I keep telling y'all. Therefore, every 72 years, there is a rebirth in a royal, demonic, parasitic bloodline. This is called Rise of the Phoenix, or reincarnation. The number 9 represents the 9 months in the womb of Eve, which rebirth, 72 is 9, 27 is 9, 1944 is added down to 9, 2016, which is 2 years from now, is added down to 9. 1944 is a leap year. 2016 is a leap year. This is called a pattern. This is pattern recognition again. This is the Rosicrucian order, religion. This is that. This is what they do. They use numerology to maintain order. This is one of the reasons why they will lose power, because we now see their shame. They are fully exposed. If you know how the beast is using time, if you know when he wants to come through the gate, if you know how long his gate lasts, how can he stand? We know already. We like, oh, the gig is up. Oh, he gonna come through this gate. Make sure we're looking for him. There he is. Slap him upside the forehead. Get back through that gate. Now, to repeat, the year 1944 was supposed to be the end of the last generation, because in 1872, the 26th generation ended. 27th generation began in 1872. Now think about it. 26th ended 1872. 27th began 1872. Right? Now think about all the hell that happened from 1872 to 1944. They had slavery by another name under peonage. Like, just like you peon. They say he's a peon. He ain't nothing but a peon. Well, peonage means that you had no rights. And they were like, you owe us money. And if you owe, they saw you walking on the street, and they were just like, hey, give me my money. And you're like, what money? You owe me whatever amount. And they could put you and lock you up. They did this. Go look at that. Slavery by another name. Peonage. Peonage. Okay? Now, This is between 1872 and 1944. Jim Crow was on the rise. Back to Africa movement was hijacked by the colonist and racist Whig Party. Demonic science like eugenics is created. In 1884, the Berlin Conference is being held and the scramble for Africa begins. Then we have the Congolese and genocide, killing millions. Then the Nama and Herero genocides. We have the founding of the Nation of Islam, the Moore Science Temple of America. We see Booker T. Washington being used by the parasites to fool us into being used as free labor for Rockefeller and Rothschilds and all these other demons. Now we see the creation, at this time also we see the creation of the Boule by the Skull and Bones. The creation of the League of Nations, which lasted 27 years. There's that number 27 again. Then we have World War I and World War II. All of this is happening. All of it is happening in the span of 72 years. This is supposed to be the last generation. The last generation of the beast. Think about it. Now, what year was the last slaves in America officially freed again? 1942. You're seeing a pattern here. You're seeing this is all taken together. Now, if there is a demon on the world, if there's supposed to be demons and devils and ghosts and goblins and demons and stuff, these demonic spirits, what do you think they're up to? How do you think they're living? How do you think they're organizing? There has to be a system set up, right? Well, if they're our enemy, if this is enmity, then obviously this pattern right here is 100% correct of what I'm talking about. It agrees with what I'm saying. Now, listen to this. President Roosevelt signed secular number 3591 legislation on December 12, 1941, which aggressively persecuted whites for peonage and involuntary servitude, mostly in the South, effectively ending slavery in the United States in 1942. Now, on the morning of December 7, 1941, America is attacked by Pearl Harbor. December 12, 1941, President Roosevelt signed secular number 3591, ending peonage. Now, do you think Roosevelt was scared into doing something? They knew that the 1,260 years were up. I mean, this is perfect timing. It's up 1940. 1941, we still slaves. Attack! Boom! Whoa, 6 days later, he signs the document that aggressively persecutes whites for peonage. Okay? Therefore, from 1942 to 1452 to 1942, slavery was official in the United States of America, in North America. This is only 2 years before the 72-year time frames ended. Okay, now, if 1944 was the end of the 360 generations, then why is the number 25,920 still in effect? Okay, because that'd be the question. Okay, all right, Dawid, we hear you. We hear you. What? Then why is 25,920 still in effect? Well, because we have to wake up and know who we are. And we have to wake up and know we are free. The abolition movement of the 1800s and the Haitian Revolution were the first to break the chains of slavery. The Civil Rights, the Civil War, and the signing of the Slave Trade Act of 1807 and 1833, and again in 1865, were supposed to end hundreds of years of bondage. But when dealing with the beast, we are dealing with the modern day Hyksos. For the past 26,000 years, we have been dealing with the beast. 6,000 years ago, the cave dwellers crossed over to America, and we have been in hell ever since. 574 years ago, to be exact, you know, because I'm, you know, because we got to go by this, this Jewish calendar that they have, and they're like, the earth was created exactly 5,774 years ago. Okay? Now, keep in mind, time is their thing, not our thing. The religion of the parasite, the religion of the parasitic elite, the parasitic so-called elite, is this Rosicrucian garbage. This same religion of the founding fathers of America. When you read Anthony C. Sutton's, the author of Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler and America's Secret Establishment, An Introduction to the Order of the Skull and Bones, you will see that that they use these occult orders to try and keep us in bondage forever. They never wanted our people to be free. You can also observe Cecil Rhodes and his dream to establish Milner's Kindergarten. 9/11 is their last minute attempt to create a police state. Since 9/11, Hebrews have been waking up by the tens of thousands. This is why they drafted Project Megiddo. This beast will not quit. It has to be stopped. Now, think about the years between 1944 and 2014. Just 1 year after the end of the last generation in 1944, what do we get? We get the atomic bombs, the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6th and August 9th, 1945. They were like, oh, you scared us into letting these slaves free? Payback time. And they dropped nuclear bombs on them. But they didn't realize that Japan was pissed off because they've been messing with them too. And Japan was like, okay, we're going to go there and teach them a lesson. And they were like, nuclear bomb. Revelation 13:12. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him. He exercises all the power of the first beast before him and calls the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Revelation 13:13. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. Now this means that something ended. Right? So, if something ended in 1944, then that means a new beast came in. And what did the new beast do after 1944? He made fire come from heaven. What came from heaven? An atomic bomb. Can you see it? It's written here in Scripture. You don't think something like atomic bomb ain't going to be written down in Scripture? There it is. Fire from heaven. This is the atomic bomb of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6th and August 9th, 1945. 6-9-69. 6-6-6-9. There it is again. This put every nation in complete control of the beast. Just like the new Pearl Harbor event called 9/11 was supposed to bring Project Megiddo into being, that bomb did its job. Therefore, we have to watch and be on alert in 2017. Why? Because they are desperate to start World War II. And it says an hour, a day, a month, a year. So we better be on alert. Revelation 13:14. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth
that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. Okay? Now, do you recall what this image is? This is world currency. After the beast dropped the atomic bomb, the United States dollar became the world's currency, making it the most powerful nation ever. This was the perfect tool for the little parasites. 2 years later, they go into Israel, hoping to slow down Ezekiel 37. They created the new United Nations. This allowed them to establish the IMF and the World Bank, which created the third world debt. This allowed them to create the World Health Organization to make sure we are strong, happy, and hungry. They made sure to stop all the countries in Africa that were moving towards independence by creating wars with fake enemies like Magog. We now see former colonialists opening African pawn shops all over Africa. In the 1960s, they created the new Jim Crow in Africa called the apartheid. They scared the life out of any Marcus Garvey, back to Africa movement person. They destroyed and murdered Malcolm X and killed Martin Luther King and drafted the National Security Council Memorandum 46. The Black Panther were imprisoned, and for the past 70 years, black folks all over this planet have damn near lost their minds. Think about it. Look at the world within this last 70 years. So is having the United Nations, NATO, IMF, the World Bank, the WHO, Bank of International Settlements, AFRICOM, having a paramilitary company like Blackwater, which is now the Academy, has this made this planet any better? Or how about Homeland Security? Has this made our world a better place? From 1944 till 2014, this world has become unrecognizable. Now we should know why this world has become recognizable. Because these parasites are still on the loose. This is why we have the police state, FEMA camp, the financial crisis, and their hopes for the world, for a World War III. All this just in time for another desperate attempt so these parasites can leap into there, played out, overextended, not going to happen, 29th generation. Because that's what they want to do. They want to try to get another one. They're on their 28th. It should have ended in 1944. But they extended it with the fear of the nuclear bomb. They figured it worked once, let's do it again. World War III. That's why Albert Pike was writing down World War I and World War II, we'll do this, and then World War III, we'll do that, and then we'll have another 29th. 9, 10, 11, the gay. And then we'll have perpetual power forever. Because we'll scare everybody. We'll have a police state. We'll have cyborgs. We'll destroy the earth. We'll charge people to breathe. We'll charge people to grow seeds. We'll own the seed, Monsanto. Come on, y'all. Can you see this? Revelations 11:11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yah entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and a great fear fell upon them which saw them. Hebrews of the seed of life. If I could have convinced more slaves that they were slaves, I could have freed thousands more. Harriet Tubman. It is time to stand and know who we are. These parasites, This parasite is on borrowed time. It is now time for this beast to pay back its debt. All praise Yah. I'm going to close with a prayer, and then hopefully y'all can download this, distribute it, and listen to it. Okay? Father Yah, thank you for allowing us to know we have the victory. Oh Yah, make your word so. Let it be done. Bring down the beast of Babylon. Stop the fighting between your children. Give us the spirit that you promised to us. Help us heal our world. Thank you, Father. My mother and my best friend, Ayah, I ask that you bless Huanet and give me the soldiers, teachers, and righteous seed to build a better world. Give us the understanding that our women are our earth and our children are our seed. And our seed will make this earth a better place for all generations. Give us the knowledge to respect our women again, because they are the representation of life. Thank you, Ayah, for allowing me to articulate this message, your humble messenger and friend, Plau the teacher. All praise Ayah. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening. May you go in peace. All praise Ayah.
Oh, free at last. Free at last.